Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It's that time on the radio here in Spain where we listen to Bill Blevins and Blevins Franks. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks, Howard. How are you? It's been a challenging week again, but we've seen some gyrations in the market, but still looking more positive than it did a few weeks ago. And for all of our clients in Spain, I trust you're safe and that as the restrictions begin to be unloaded, you'll find a little more freedom having been incarcerated for so long.
Well, these have been challenging months for all of us, but on top of everything, investors have to watch the global markets plummet and worry about what this means for their savings. So let's discuss what investors should do during market volatility. So, Bill, how has COVID-19 been affecting the markets?
I think if you haven't any idea listening to this, for obvious reasons, the Blevins Franks interviews each week are biased towards financial issues. If you haven't been aware of what's happened in the markets, then welcome back from the planet Zog. It's been an horrific few weeks, in fact, a horrific couple of months in the markets, where they have reacted to all of the imponderables that come with a pandemic that the world was not expecting and, frankly, was not capable of responding to in sufficient time for a whole variety of reasons that we don't need to go into here. Successful investing is always difficult. Reaching your investment goals isn't an easy task because financial markets are, in any environment, complicated, and as we've seen, they can be inordinately unpredictable. By getting, if you like, a better understanding of investment principles, most people can avoid some of the common pitfalls. And Blevins Franks try to discuss and arrange with their clients the principles that will work to turn the client's goals, the investment goals that they have, into a reality. You know, when you're investing a long-term diversified strategy, time in the markets and not time in the markets, that can help to smooth out the sort of volatility that we've experienced and provide better returns over a period of time. This pandemic has changed the world drastically in a matter of weeks, and aside from the clear and deeply concerning human impact, it has clearly adversely affected economies and businesses everywhere, making this a highly volatile time for global markets. And whilst that is extremely unsettling for investors, this really isn't the time to act on impulse. We've seen many occasions in the past when impulsive reactions to market uncertainty and indeed declines has led to significant losses for those who decide to act on impulse. So whatever is happening around us clearly, and I'm sure everybody logically understands this, the most sensible approach is to invest from the outset for the long term. And over the period of my lifetime, in this business for nearly 50 years, history has always repeatedly shown that the tolerance of these times by individuals who stay the course usually predicts who the winners are going to be. If you look back at the dreadful time in the economic crisis, 2008-2009, and you look at the following 10 years, quadrupling of values over that time shows that sticking with your chosen investments, provided they match up with your current objectives, is no doubt the best course of action.
So would you say, Bill, this is a good or bad time to invest?
It's difficult, really. If you set out your investment objectives carefully with your Blevins Franks partner, your senior partner, and those investments set up for the longer term, you will be the beneficiary of a huge amount of diversification in both markets geographically, in the asset classes within those markets, and also of underlying specialist fund managers, because we use external resources to determine the best fund managers in each of the areas of investment that we use on behalf of our clients. If you have set that up, then you probably may need to tinker at the edges at worst, or leave it alone at best. Of course, you should be discussing any concerns you have with your advisor, your Blevins Franks partner, your Blevins Franks senior partner, so that you're content with the position you're in. Because, you know, after a relatively stable start to the year, the equity and share markets in particular had a huge negative impact late February and throughout March. But of course, you know, from around the third week of March until now, we've seen an incredible increase in the indices around the world, recovering in most cases almost 50% of the fall that they experienced earlier. Going further, I suggest, to prove that running away from markets when they are in a state of uncertainty and rapid decline is not the right time to be running for cover. How will we go forward from here? Again, if you've set your portfolio up for the longer term and you can talk to your advisor about how you might or might not tinker with your portfolio given the current circumstances, I'm pretty sure that I can't tell you, if I'm honest, where the markets will be in a week or a month or 6 months' time, given the circumstances at the moment, which none of us have experienced before. But if you ask me to tell you where the markets will be in 5 years' time, I'm pretty certain that capitalism and the markets is not going anywhere soon. There will be massive changes. And of course, if you're a client of Blevins Franks, we will be talking to you about the future as matters unfold, when there is greater certainty and we can talk to you with the strength of our convictions and the facts at our fingertips at that time.
What are the risks of trying to time the markets? Does investing for the longer term make a big difference?
Well, I've always believed it's a Blevins Franks deeply rooted philosophy that the wisest investors and the wisest investment advisors, if I might say so, are the ones who spend the time up front to create a proper, substantial and a long-term strategy for their investments and for their clients. And then, of course, to retain that discipline, to remain in the market when it's necessary, even if it feels uncomfortable. Stock markets and investing in them isn't an easy ride. It's a bit of a helter-skelter. Statistically, those clients that stay the course have clearly the best chance of success. We're for short-term or impatient investors, the risk of missing out on the best days of investment in the market cycle is too risky for words. If you exit the market during a downturn, you often miss the benefit from any rebound that takes place. So that, to give you an extreme example, and I'm speaking off the cuff here without accurate figures, but I'm approximating the numbers. Had you decided in mid-March, hello, things have been going bad for 6 weeks, I need to capitalise my investments, put them into cash, had you done that and you remained in cash for the last month, you would have lost, in reference to the indexes, you would have lost 20% growth in the value of your investments, and you would have capitalised the loss. That is not a sensible proposition. So have the courage of your convictions. Talk to your investment advisor if you're concerned about what you should do now. Take no precipitous action without proper and rounded advice based upon the facts and the skills and expertise of people who understand the way investment should work over the longer term.
Well, Bill, what's your advice to investors on how to cope with a period of market volatility?
Yeah, that is a very difficult question. I mean, obviously, investors love it, and the last 10 years have proven that despite the odd downturn, it's been an inexorable rise upwards through most of the UK and US and European markets. Unfortunately, that time has temporarily, at least, come to a very sharp and sudden end with these incredible declines in the indices. It's all too common, really, to remember extreme market highs and the extreme market lows without actually looking at the overall picture. I mean, most people listening to this programme will, I think, remember the 1987 Black Monday global stock market crash, for example. And without realising that investors in the FTSE All-Share Index actually realised a positive return of 4% in 1987 calendar year, so that despite the fact that the index fell by 30% during the year, but from the beginning of the year until the end of the year, they still were in profit to the tune of around 4%. So even in the worst times, there is still a silver lining at some level. The focus for individual investors also tends to focus on share market performance, particularly or usually in one key region, such as the FTSE 100 or in the US, the S&P 500. But most investors that are advised by Blevins Franks will never have all their interest in one asset class, nor indeed in one geographical region. So when we hear about shocks in one share market, this overplays to a large extent the actual impact on most investors. The results that many of the clients of Blevins Franks will have will not be necessarily similar. Some will have more investment in sterling, GP pound sterling based assets. Some will have a greater level of investment in euro class assets or dollar class assets. And as a consequence, the performance of their portfolio during this time of uncertainty will be different. But remember that the past performance of your portfolio isn't any guarantee of the future performance. And the best asset, the best class, the best region to invest in, the best sector, or even the best fund over 1 year could easily be the worst performing next year. What you have to remember is that if you set your portfolio up with the longer term view of the volatility in the markets and your ability to tolerate those ups and downs, you're probably in a downward phase at the moment. But if the past is anything to go by in terms of the way the markets recover, and I can't be certain about that, it would be foolish to suggest I do. This is an environment we haven't been through before. But do I believe that capitalism will continue to show market performance over the next few years? Yes, I certainly do. In some of the prime investment assets that we offer to our clients, there will be a significant recovery over the next few years. It may be slow, but it's coming. And to capitalise on losses now would be premature. One needs to think about what you want to achieve over the medium to longer term and not react unnecessarily hastily in an impulsive way when things look tough. If you feel that you have that impulse, talk to your advisor. Let him explain to you why he feels you should or should not take assets into cash at this point in time.
Is strategic asset allocation and diversification important for a long-term investment strategy?
I don't think there is any alternative. You know, it's a simplification, of course, to say no one should put all of their eggs in one basket. Even the most patient investor, however, is unlikely to benefit from a portfolio that doesn't meet their needs or is overly concentrated in one area. But despite that, it is true that most UK expatriates who come to Blevins Franks for advice, we find them to be over-invested, if you like, in the UK market. And that makes them much more vulnerable to the UK asset classes and to sterling as a currency, and also to the general geographic region that the UK represents in isolation from Europe. Diversification is vital. The best strategy, and that is the one that we will have applied to pretty much every single client in Blevins Franks for minimising their risk, is to spread the investments across a multiple unrelated number of areas. That will include a range of different asset classes, shares, bonds, cash, even real estate in some cases. We'll also be diversifying the client's investments across a number of geographical regions, the UK, the European Union market, the US market, some smaller emerging markets. They'll all be included at some level in the portfolios that we recommend to our clients. Diversifying in that way is what gives the portfolio the chance to produce positive returns over time without being entirely vulnerable to any single area or any single stock which might underperform. You can diversify further with Blevins Franks because we use a system known as multi-manager approach, which is where we resource external expertise to determine for us by analysis who the best fund managers in each of these areas are, and by appointing them as a carefully selected group of fund managers. And that reduces, if you like, the reliance on any one manager making the right decision in all the market circumstances. We live in an age of specialism where the general practitioner in investment selection is no longer a sensible approach. You need highly focused, specialised managers who have skill sets in individual markets, in individual asset classes, to make sure that you're getting the best expertise applied to the way in which your investments are selected and therefore perform.
How do you help clients establish the most suitable investment approach for them?
That is a partnership issue. I've mentioned this before in our discussions. And as well as being necessarily well diversified when you're investing, it is absolutely crucial to carefully assess the client's situation, the client's income requirements, what the client's goals are for the short, medium and longer term, what their timeline is, alongside what you might call the client's appetite for risk. Some clients will be in receipt of a decent pension and have income from other sources and therefore can afford to take a slightly higher level of risk with the investment assets that they wish to pursue. And it's a generalism, I know, but generally speaking, the higher up the risk scale that you go, over time, the higher your returns are likely to be. But for a lot of clients, low to medium risk is where they want to be. They want to make growth well in excess of inflation. They want their capital to grow and to be secure, but they don't want to take unnecessary risk. Now, that really is where Blevins Franks have a part to play, because we, in a partnership with the client, can build a portfolio with that correct balance, if you like, of risk and return to make sure that our clients have peace of mind over the establishment of their portfolio. I suspect many clients will feel hearing that in the current circumstances, with values having fallen so fast, their peace of mind may be unduly affected. But as I say, these are exceptional circumstances, and I'm pretty confident that your peace of mind will be reinstated in the not too distant future. And if you are concerned, as I say, about your peace of mind, you should be talking to your Blevins Franks partner. In addition to making sure that you have the right mixed diversification, if you like, of investment assets, of managers, of geographical regions, you also need to make sure that given you're going to get above average returns, you will also need to make sure that your investment portfolio is tax efficient so that you don't make these returns and end up paying unnecessarily higher levels of tax than is due.
Finally, Bill, if it's true time in the market, not timing the market, that counts, is it still important to review your portfolio from time to time? And how do you know when you should and should not make changes?
It's a good question, Howard, because clearly I've been promoting the thought that if you've got your portfolio set up objectively based upon the lines which you discussed with your advisor, then staying the course is probably the right thing to do. But of course, circumstances do change. This time has led to great uncertainty in the markets, and therefore it peppers into the minds of individuals who then develop uncertainty perhaps over what they set up in the first place. And that's the time at which you should be speaking to your advisor to make sure that you are getting the right understanding of where you are with your investment portfolio and what the objectives are now. if your circumstances have changed by virtue of a loss of life in the relationship, or new grandchildren, or perhaps school fees, or something of that order that has introduced itself into your life, maybe you've got to reconsider the balance of your portfolio. Again, you need to speak to your advisor. But there is no question whatsoever. There are huge statistics. Any contact you make with the Blevins Franks offices will be happy to provide you with substantial, solid, well-resourced evidence that it is time in the markets and not timing that ends up making the best of the money. Of course, timing can make a difference, but that is really a gamble. You never really know when you're at the bottom or at the top. When you're close to the top, there is more motivation psychologically for you to invest more when it may be very much the wrong time to do so. When you're at the bottom, as we have been recently, the inclination is to say, let's run for cover. And of course, as I've clearly said to you already, had you done that a month ago, you would have lost, in terms of the index performances, something around 20% of recovery in 4 weeks. 20% recovery in 4 weeks. It's quite remarkable. Now, the next couple of years are going to be a difficult time, but we are going, I think, apart from the occasional blip, which is inevitable in equity markets, we're going to see an upward trajectory that will eventually bring people back to where they started from and beyond.
And I suppose the best place for people to get in touch with you in these funny times is the website.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you are a client of Blevins Franks, you'll know who to call. The whole of the Blevins Franks operation is, as I've said before, business as usual. Most of the partners and client service advisors and our administration and technical staff and the investment team are still in some form of lockdown. In different countries, the lockdown is under different rules. But the fact is that everyone who's working from home is connected to their office telephone, connected to their office technology, so that they have all of the client records at their fingertips. So if you're a client, you'll know who to call. Call the office, you'll be redirected to the person you need to speak to automatically. If you're not a client, this is not a bad time, if you have concern, to talk to a third party, an independent, objective financial advisor. And Blevins Franks are certainly that. And if you give us a site, give yourself a site of the website, you may be able to introduce yourself to some of the things that we do. And if you feel that we can offer any assistance, please don't hesitate to call the office number nearest to your home, and you'll be redirected to someone who's competent, regulated and independent in trying to assess what they might do to assist you.
And of course, that website is www.blevinsfranks.com. Many thanks. We'll talk again at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot for your help, Howard. Stay safe.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.